Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 1 month, I miss the show, I come back, and there is candy in the Dungeon Master's
bag. Yeah, that
bag.
Sounds about right. Hey, did you listen back to the shows?
Yeah, I did listen back to the shows.
Pretty good. Some pretty good stuff there.
Yeah, I have some notes.
Some pretty good stuff that's not my problem.
Four scant days since the Paladin Blackguard Bethany Smiles came into the lives of the Dragon Friends, and yet it feels like a year has come and gone since the promise of a free horse caused you to all to rush to the post office and a trap to kill you all.
Has it honestly been 4 days?
Yeah, I counted it out. It's been 4 days. And only, I think you took two of them. I think your adventure. In truth, there has been no horse. You have convinced Bethany to take you across the 9 known worlds on a last chance mission to break the infernal contract that binds her to your death. The way has been hard. Mistakes have been made.
I can't think of any.
A lot of bystanders have been killed by you, Friezo. And yet Bethany's shopping list of requirements are down to 3 simple tasks. 1, reunite with Friezo's familiar. 2, find the adventurer called Baston Indrirovich. 3, take the contract to the Nessian depths of hell and destroy it before Lysteria Obstrix, that thrice-cursed queen of nightmares, who would murder you all, or worse.
Expelled.
And also, as I understand it, for the last 2 days, you've been fucking around at some kind of Gribbets-themed corporate training session or something that Ben had you, and you're on the run from the cops riding on a giant ambulatory werewolf, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, great. So running through the boggy marsh, the cops screaming behind you, some kind of wailing sirens in the distance. Bethany turns around, her hair whipping in the wind, as she grabs onto the shoulder of the embiggened Robert Pancakes and says, "Don't worry, everyone. I've got a plan. Now, you remember when we went to the FBF and we found out the location of your familiar? Well, actually, he's more my friend, Bushu. You know him, right?"
Me not familiar, but yeah, I feel like everyone's pretty yes. On point, yeah.
Well, it turns out that he's started working as a familiar again. I've sourced his location to a house of a warlock called Derek. We can go there right now, unless you want to keep fighting these cops. I mean, it's really up to you.
Just let me kill the last ones, and then we'll go.
Well, I'm just telling you, no one more has to die. If anything, they're receding into the distance. Some of them have stopped running and are sort of, in a sweaty way, just waving you off, like they're happy to let you go.
Okay, I'll just kill one more. I'll just Eldritch Blast the closest cop as we're going.
Okay. It's pretty close to Christmas.
Yeah.
As a treat.
All I want for Christmas is to kill a cop.
Could I do something really quick as well? What color's your Eldritch Blast?
Eldritch Blast? What do you mean?
Is it red?
It was purple historically, but why do you want it to be red?
Oh, I was going to do maybe like a green tree sort of thing, and it could be a red and green sort of blast.
Oh, that's
too.
Fun. Yeah.
Can you do that?
I can summon some sort of tree.
That's a 17.
Like... Okay, well, yeah, that's all right.
These spell slots they're using up?
Yeah, no, Eldritch Blast is like a cantrip.
Can I just also... I've just looked up the Wand of Embiggening, and apparently it only lasts for 1 minute, so
yes.
I'm probably going to get small pretty quick.
Okay, like I said, are we all ready to go? Oh, wait, Friezo, you didn't have to kill him.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah, he is dead. He's, that young man that looks like him, who's sort of standing over his body, I assume that's his son.
I got bad news for him.
I think I killed a dad last episode as well.
Yeah, you did.
You killed a dad and spared a son.
Yeah, okay. Well, excuse me, son.
Yep.
Okay, you don't need to bring him. Oh, he's coming over, yes.
Oh, wait, I've killed... Wait, are you also named Mo?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry about killing your dad. Don't be a cop. We're going to go.
I mean, you could have, like... I wasn't going to be a cop.
Why are you here then?
Because my dad's here.
Bring your son to work day,
I mean, that, like, a lot of the people here had their children with them.
Okay. I don't know.
Merry Christmas.
Dave, what colour would a thorn whip be?
All right, well, Bethany Smiles is standing next to a spinning vortex with purple energy. She's like, I don't want to rush you, but the portal will close soon. So my Phelan brooch can only keep it open. Are you happy to?
I'll jump in the portal, Bethany.
Oh, thanks. You're a real team player, Frieza. What about
no
you?
No worries.
Logan, Bobby, you're all coming. Everybody's jumping in.
We go.
Right, you have Filge, don't forget, in your pocket,
yep.
Which means that the portal opens and you all go in and there is a blink of cosmic energy. It closes with a little pop, a feline pop, leaving just a broken-hearted cop alone standing in the bog.
He's not a cop. He was never going
to
be a cop.
And he will never be a cop because instead he's going to swear to dedicate his lives to destroying the people that killed his father in front of him. And he's just heard their names.
I smell another season.
Join the queue, buddy.
But we shall see him not now and perhaps never again, but perhaps one day. And instead, we shall go far, far away back to the Sword Coast, up north this time, towards the Arm, the City of Arm, City of Merchants and Silks, where there is a broad tenement...
City of Arm?
Arm, A-M-N, yeah. Where there is a broad tenement house. Did I just what?
Were you just trying to think of the name of a place and then saw your own
no,
arm?
No, there's a...
Because you were kind of gesticulating like this.
I promise you, is a very famous city in Faerun. It's part of the grand cosmology of Dungeons and Dragons. We've been there before in this podcast.
Is it right next to Curtain?
Oh, fuck's sake.
And audience. Through this place flows the river Bartender. You can't usual suspects me.
Now listen, all of you. According to the information from the FBF, Bushu works here for a warlock named Derek Cloudstrider. If we can convince him to leave, he can come with us. But because his contract is new, he needs to come from his own free will, which means we cannot force him, and your whole familiar relationship with him will no longer work. He needs to want to come. So as a team, we're going to need to convince him to come with us. Now, I would like to think that you all care about him and that this is going to work.
Nothing. You just said he has to want to come or something. It was fine. It was pretty good. It was pretty good stuff. The audience picked up on it.
Is that how we're getting him to come? Is this an HJ situation where we're...
Can I have a word?
Yeah. What's up, Dave? What?
I feel like this is the finale of the show. I feel like we only get 5 of these.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm trying to do this with assuming good intentions from you.
I feel
like anything that I pick up and put down, you were fucking up.
Yeah. Well,
the weather outside. I think
we don't need to do this.
Okay.
But the fire is so delightful.
Are you gonna?
I'll behave.
You're gonna behave. Don't
worry. Yeah.
If there's no place to go.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Hing?
We're not going to jerk off Bushu.
You're as bad as he is! While all of this is going on, the door opens, even though you haven't hit the doorbell yet, and an inquisitive-looking figure stands in the doorway. He's wearing comfortable shirts, short sleeves of linen, and what looks like a very functional pair of pants.
Well, you'll see, it hides my bottom and penis, so... So it does... what it says on the tin.
Workmanlike. The word I was looking for was workmanlike.
You've really tickled Simon.
this is Derek.
Hello. Can I... Oh, is it Carolers? Is it...
The house, by the way. The house is covered in Yulmus bunting because although... You know, it has only been 4 days. This adventure started Yulmus and it will end at Yulmus. It is already just a few days before Yulmus has arrived.
Oh, wonderful. I've got some wonderful carolers here. Marge, she's dead. I sometimes, forget. How are you?
Oh, yeah, we're good. Any requests?
Oh, I'd love to hear...
You know you're not a caroler, right, Simon?
I can be a caroler.
I'd love to hear Kill the Bastard Krampus with a big great stick. You know, that really just makes me think about killing the Krampus with his stick, you know.
Oh, the Krampus is a guy with a goatee head, and he'll steal your children right from their bed.
He will.
He'll do it every year. It would make you sick. But just let's go on and kill him with a big old stick.
I kill Krampus with a big stick. Let's kill Krampus with a big stick. Let's kill him by putting that stick through his head until Krampus...
he turns out dead. Yes, yes. Oh, I've got some Yulmus canes
for you. He's just pelting you with candy canes at this point.
What a wonderful thing.
Ah, the shards.
Well, thank you very much. And he closes the door.
Frieza's going to put his foot in the door as he goes to close it. Is it a...
okay. That is the most efficient way for Caroling to turn sinister.
Let's funny games him.
Yeah, right. Okay, it's a wonderful moment, and then one of the carolers with a really intense expression on his face suddenly puts his boot in the door and leans forward into the gap.
Derek? Is it Derek?
That's right.
He knows your name.
Derek, I'm
Wait,
here.
What?
I'm Friezo Frizofferson from the, I don't know, Warlock Ministry or something.
Did you say or something? Because right up until that point, you had me.
And I'm here to investigate a crime that's been committed.
Excuse me?
There's been a crime that's been committed, and I'm here to investigate it. The crime of...
is this usually how this goes? I mean,
murder!
What?
There's been a murder, and we have some questions about your familiar.
Okay, now first of all, I need you to make a deception check for me because none of this is true. A DC 15.
That's 12 plus my deception.
I mean, to be fair, there's been a murder.
All right.
There's been a number of murders.
At 18.
You're plus 10. That's like 22 or whatever.
He's visibly sweating.
A murder?
But he's also weirdly excited.
In the little town of Arm? We haven't had a murder here in months.
Oh, he opens the door and he beckons for you all to come inside.
Come on in.
You can smell.
Do you know who I reckon it was? The Vicar of Arm. Oh, he's about the renovations in the temple.
We have evidence that links your familiar, Bushu, to this crime. We're not saying you did it.
Just before I wasn't listening. Bushu, could you please bring us some cinnamon buns?
He calls out and the door creaks open as a figure arrives. Tall, muscled, powerful, serpentine, holding a tray with delicious shortbreads. And to play that tray-holding snake, please welcome to the stage. He's been a big boy on holidays for 2 years, Mr. Aidan Lacey!
He's back, baby!
Good evening. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry I called you a snake. I did it with love.
Yeah, it's dragon kind.
Yeah, Bushu.
I don't know if you know what these are, but they're wearing them in Europe. Is that all I've got to say?
For the benefit of the podcast, Eden is wearing, frankly, an insane pair of sunglasses.
For those of you who don't know, Eden has been living on a farm in, I believe, rural Canada for about 18 months. But when he found out that Alex had COVID, he booked a flight back to Dragon Friends and got here just in time.
Month, when she's better again, he's going to fuck right off again.
No, we're gonna kill him like in The Prestige.
Nah.
We're going to put him right in a tank.
No, yes. Eden's back. We've missed
Can't
you.
Can't get out of the tank!
Eden, your character, of course, is Bushu, but right. in the time with the Beef Babes, you become a dragonborn sorcerer. You're level 9. You have a whole bunch of...
heaps of shit heaps that of I, shit. I don't remember. But
right now what you have...
But he walks
important.
Out and he's got a tray of the cinnamon buns, but he's like, I made a round of egglusions as well.
And he stops as he suddenly sees all of you arrayed around the room and his face turns...
Oh, it's...
slightly lighter green.
Oh, it's you. This is awkward, isn't it? Derek.
Hey, what's an egglusion? Wait. Yep.
Yeah. A Midori egglusion.
Yeah.
You know, it's my favourite Christmas drink.
Are you all right, Bushu?
I'm just feeling a little
sorry,
bit...
Sorry.
You look like...
Is that eggnog and Midori?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta try it.
No, I don't.
I'll tell you what, you gotta try it. It'll give you the biggest bloody stiffy you've ever had.
Rock hard, rock hard all around. I tell you what, you don't need legs on the table with a round of egglusions.
I don't know what it is about him, but...
Oh, yes, but Derek, on a...
I don't know who I'm talking to.
We have a freezer. These are former... I don't know what the fuck that is. Is that a turtle? What is going on?
I feel really good. Well, people look at you say, are you a snake or something like that?
Well, look, I suppose we've got... I'm sorry, I'll just deal with my ex first. I apologize. Derek, this is my... Ex-master, Freezer.
I'm not a cop. I'm sorry I told you I was a cop.
Oh, well, this just takes the bloody Yilmaz biscuit.
But I've got some great news.
What?
There wasn't a murder.
Oh, phew.
But then we've got bad news.
What?
We're not carolers.
What?
Oh, no.
We're just here to talk to Bushu about, I guess, the crime of... What happened? Did you leave me or did I fire you? I don't remember.
Look, we were in hell. It was a different time. It was.
Do you know what, guys? This feels like this is a big. This is a big. Not. This is not Derek's issue. You know?
Hey, Derek, how about I sing you a special private carol in the other room and let these guys.
Sounds like a lap dance, dude.
Oh, would you? Hey, do you know? Do you know? Do you know the Yilmaz King and the Yilmaz Queen in Love Forever?
Yep.
Well, why don't you sing it to me while they talk, and we can maybe cut back to you every now and again.
but that song's an epic that goes for like 17 minutes.
It does. It goes for a really long time. That's why I'm going
to... So he takes you into his...
I'm going to grab the egglusion, get a great big stiffy and have a listen.
He takes Bobby into a small recording studio he has under his stairs.
That's where we do our podcast. It's called Bushu and the Big D. It's about baking and crockery.
Tell them to like and subscribe if you're talking about the podcast.
Like, Bushu, we're here on a quest. Something you're probably familiar with.
Surprise, surprise. You want something from me as usual.
We need you to leave Derek and come with us. We're going to go kill hell.
I mean, not correct at all, but...
Well, I don't... That seems like much too big a job.
Meanwhile, under the stairs.
Then the queen said, well, I'd like to, but I have a headache tonight. King said, hey, but it's Christmas. And she said, well, all right, but actually, no. But actually, no.
All right, you've convinced me.
Bushu.
That seems perfectly reasonable. I'll come with you. You've listed a list of cogent points that I can't possibly refute. And I guess, well, look, it makes perfect sense to me. There's not another choice that I could make with an argument like that.
Bushu. Bethany speaks up. Bethany speaks up.
Bethany, I didn't see you there hiding in the shadows. You witch. You've got wings now. Wow, that's freaky.
For the last month, have you been having a dream where you walk along the banks of a river and there is a woman with a shawl over her face?
And Chumbawamba is playing?
Yes, yes, weirdly. And as you walk towards her, you feel a growing sense of dread, and you feel that you are sure that she is about to turn and show you her three faces, and just as she is about to turn, you wake up in a cold
sweat. Have you been incepting me again? It's not cool, I said no last time.
Do you remember when we made a contract in Nessia that we would kill the dragon friends?
I'm going to be honest, vaguely.
Did you ever think that would come back to bite us?
No, I hoped so. Yes, yes. Well, I didn't know, but look, I've got a good thing going on here.
Is this Bushu talking or Eden talking?
Who is that, Dave? I mean, Bethany? Look, I've already agreed, okay? Look... I guess what has to be done has to be done. We have to break free from this curse so I can get back to living a quiet domestic life. Also, I'm the artistic director for Balenciaga next season, so I want to get it out of the way.
You're the artistic director?
Yeah, my first collection's coming out.
That's massive.
So I asked you to work out what Boucher would be doing for
the last
3 years.
Yeah, he did, man. What are you cross about?
I was inspired by those AI at Balenciaga clips.
I feel like a Balenciaga is like a creature in the D&D handbook. Yeah,
all right, okay, so fine, fuck it, whatever. You're about to manage Balenciaga. Your full collection is coming out.
Yeah. Yep.
Derek comes back upstairs.
And he's humming.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I forgot how crook that song is. God, there's a lot of... But you knew it, so...
I'm sorry, Derek, but it's over between us. For at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh.
However long this takes.
What are you... I thought you really didn't like this fella.
I don't.
Okay.
But you should have heard the argument that he made.
Yeah, I guess I didn't because I was listening to the song.
Yeah, I didn't. Look, yeah.
But if anybody had heard that, it would make sense,
they
right?
They couldn't. No one would argue.
No, they wouldn't. But I mean, as it stands, gosh.
Look, it's been real.
Yeah. Well, who's going to tell me what night the bins go out?
I'll write you a list.
Would you?
Yeah, I will. I absolutely will.
Because it changes will. So often.
It's hard to keep up, isn't it? Yeah, the blue bin, the yellow bin. What is this? There's Fergo now.
This is... And, sorry, this is the second podcast in a week where Ben Jenkins has tried to weave the Inner West Council's bin changes into a comedy show.
This is not accessible content, Ben. So as Bushu writes a very short note that simply says Wednesdays, the bins go out on Wednesdays.
No, that can't be right.
The rest of the dragon friends and the beef babes are gathered together by Bethany, who points to you, Friezo, and once again, as you channel the energy of Blackstaff Tower, as you have been able to do since you used its scrying portal, you summon what arcane knowledge that you need to find the location of Baston Indurovich.
And where is Baston?
The vision swims into your face, and through your face, into your brain, and what is going wrong with me?
No, it's good, because you want to know where it starts.
It has to start at the face. It's like
start with
through
the face.
The sinuses, and yeah. It swims into view, and you can see an unmarked grave lying deep in the deserts of the Anorak, and a single sword poking into the sand, a forgotten grave, an unknown marker where you believe is the last resting place of your one-time adventuring companion, Baston Indrirovich.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we left him in the desert, yeah. Didn't we?
Can't be stoked that it's a grave, to be honest. Like, if I was looking for somebody and I, like, GPS them to a grave... I wouldn't be thrilled.
You'd
be like, I must meet up with that person. Where are they? You put them into Google Maps and it just shows you a graveyard?
Yeah, I'd be like, either they've become a goth or they're dead, and I don't know which is worse.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Well, let's go check out the grave then, Dave, because if we dig up the grave, we might be able to get some loot.
Traveled with him for 7 years. So Bethany picks up what you're putting down, activates her Feyland brooch for the last time of the day. The portal opens again, and all of you are whipped through it. Boucher, you are the last to enter. You turn around and share one last look with your almost familiar
Wednesdays. Oh, but I forgot to say the blue bean!
Oh, what are you talking about? Because there's a new purple one!
And you are through. The wind whips your hair. There's a howling dry heat. Even in this late even song, you can feel that this is a hot, dark, desolate place. But the sand that you feel in your hair is not beneath your feet. Indeed, it seems that the desert has been paved over. You are standing instead in a vast, wasteland of tiles and concrete, a vast flat that goes in every direction as far as you can see, with rows and grids of wagons and carts and horses waiting outside a giant building just to the north of you, where a vast sign proclaims the Northland's Well Market. Friezo, your scry sense tells you with unerring certainty that Baston is somewhere in the building.
Well, what's the front door look like, Dave?
It's a vast building. There is a huge
A castle, or is it like an office building?
It's called the Well Market, and it looks like it has a collection of sort of storefronts.
I'd call it brutalist if I had to put a name on it. Yeah,
absolutely.
I like the Bataclan.
No, you like the Bataclan.
You can see people are streaming out of it. As I said, it's evensong. It's almost the end of the day. It is festooned with kind of pathetic Yulmus tinsels and holly. But there is one figure standing in a kind of day-glow vest, a little halfling greeter, who's standing by the imposing double doors that people are streaming out of.
Should we go chat to the greeter?
Yeah, what? Have you been to this place before?
I don't think so. Excuse me there. Greeter.
Welcome to Northland's Well Market, where the savings never stop. Are you here for a last-minute Yulmus shopping spree? For a limited time only in the main plaza, you can get your portrait drawn with the Yulmus King and Queen.
What? Well, we've got to do that.
No, that's a scam. They just use it to data mine.
I hope you have a happy Yulmus day.
We're looking for someone. Our friend is in there, we think.
Uh-huh.
And we need to capture him.
What?
Find him.
Well, your friend should leave. Another little figure in a glove vest comes out and he goes, you know, it's almost closing time. We're going to be locking up soon.
And is this the only exit?
Of the Well Market?
Yeah.
It's the only one that we've closed all the others. This is the main exit.
So if someone lit a fire in there, everyone will have to come out this way?
Well, but people are going to come out anyway.
Why? Is there going to be a fire? What do you know about a fire?
What are you talking about a fire for?
Okay, I'm going to go around the back and I'm going to set fire to the back entrance.
Why are you telling me that?
To make people come out this way.
And
then when Baston comes out, you guys grab him, okay?
I make 3 copper pieces an hour. Why are you giving me this information?
I'm going to go around to the emergency exit.
Hang on, just to break. Why do you think... Do you think he's shopping?
Well, I don't know where he is. You said he was in the market.
You left him in the desert, right?
Like,
okay.
How many thousands of years ago?
No. Let him do this. Let him get Benjamin.
What do you mean thousands of years ago?
What are you fucking...
Sorry. Ben is so angry, he's taking his shirt off.
He's wearing a white singlet. He looks not unlike John McClane from the Christmas film, Die Hard.
Dragon Friends is a Christmas podcast. Sorry, okay, what have I done wrong here?
No, I want you to get there yourself, Hing. You can do this yourself. All the information is in front of you.
If everyone's in the Well Market...
Well, great, yes, excellent.
And then we need to get them out, but we're on a time crunch.
Okay.
Because you said we've got to take this story seriously because the last one of the fucking year or whatever. I'm going to make everyone leave the Well Market quickly.
And then what will
by
happen?
By setting a fire inside the Well Market so they all have to come out the front.
And then this will mean that...
That Baston runs out and we grab
him. And how will Baston run out?
What do you mean, how will he run out? The scrying orb or whatever the fuck said he was in there. I got an arcana sense.
Yeah, you're right, you left him there. When did you leave him there?
I don't know, like 6 months ago. I don't fucking know.
Uh-huh.
What did you see in the scrying orb? Did you see him, like, walking around dancing?
No, but...
But what did you see?
Here's what I think. We saw a grave.
Yeah.
But you're here. So I think they're going to make you play him at some point.
Hing whispering is my favorite part of the podcast. So that was over 400 years ago.
What was? Do you guys remember this?
Yes!
Tom and Simon, did you know that?
Yeah, it's kind of my origin story is I'm here because I time traveled to help
you
guys.
Have you forgotten we've done time travel on this show?
He's fulfilling... The unfinished job of Baston because Baston died. That's why Logan is with us.
I thought and to get time travel was last season.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, but I figured it was sort of wrapped up then.
Oh, I'd be like, oh, well, that's done. Erased.
You have... What? You know what you have? You don't have object permanence for story.
The story's like
unless,
here I am.
Yeah, unless it's happening to you right...
Right now,
yeah,
it doesn't. You have memento disease.
Peekaboo, motherfucker.
If you're suggesting that I get a series of Dragon Friends plot points tattooed to my arms,
would you?
Would you fucking hurt?
Yes, please.
I already have Bobby, so.
All right, so you do you still want to set fire to the building?
Yeah, go on, why not?
Mr. Turtle, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Logan.
Logan.
And you, sorry, I've been rude
Bushu,
as well.
Bushu, pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm so sorry about all of this.
No, that's all right.
We've got tied up in this nonsense.
In this conversation, just behind them underneath, Friezo is like striking Flint with a piece of tinder.
No, it's honestly
Where's
it's good
Baston? We're looking for Baston. Bethany, Baston, what? I don't... We need to find everyone and bring them... Where's the cat?
Well, the vision was correct. Then his body must be underneath... You know, that this entire place used to be the Desert Anorak. They must have built the well market over the desert.
Okay, then. Well, if we burn it to the ground, Dave, it'll be easy to get the fucking body, all right?
Who's Dave, Friezo?
Where is
that
Kit?
That was me yelling at you.
Where is Kit Gingerson?
He's here. He's with them.
Oh, am I?
Oh.
Yeah.
Since when?
Oh, no.
No, Kit's still at the old court.
Oh, no. I told him to come here and meet us here, says Bethany. And at that moment, sauntering out of the doors, yeah. Right.
Can I say what's impressive?
Yeah.
In 9 years... That's the first time you've done something that shit.
Sauntering out of the doors with some wrapped Yuma's presents in a gift bag, just finishing off a little cardboard thing of cinnamon donuts.
Oh, what's he got in his, like, what kind of, like, has he got L'Occitane and, like...
Kitchen, he's got some body shop soaps.
He went to L'Occitane and the body shop?
Yeah, he did.
And what ails this cat's skin?
And Kiki K and also, like...
Well, that's stationary.
Typo as well.
Oh, you went to Kiki K and Typo?
Yeah, he did. And Smeg. What's that
and
other one?
Smiggle.
He went to Smiggle. Those are the only places. He went 5 shops. 2 of them were soaps and 3 of them were stationary.
That's crazy.
Now, I do declare, everybody, come on, get around. I have pens for everybody.
Kit Gingerson, as I live and breathe.
Bushu, leap into my arms, you.
The slow motion running, leaping into your arms. Oh, baby.
All right. You are a good hugger.
That was nice. Thank you so much.
How are you?
Hey, Logan, I see you looking jealous over there. Just, you want to get in here, buddy?
I've been hanging out with the humanoids for an age,
okay,
so it'll be nice to
nice.
Hug some mother. Now. Kit walks towards Friezo and, like, grabs him in a big hug and says, Friezo, would you like a glittery pencil sharpener?
No.
Come here.
We're trying to track down Baston, who's in there. Do you remember Baston?
I have no idea who you are talking about.
Right. Well, we've got to find someone. You know the people you promised to kill?
Yeah.
I was one of them.
Yeah.
One of the others is in here. He might be dead. And he might have died 400 years ago. I believe there was some time travel involved.
Why don't we go inside?
Now, well, there's a man talking sense. Let's walk inside.
Okay.
Well, that's where the savings never are, you gone.
Did you say that the little halfling is there? Said, you're looking for some kind of relics from the desert? Do I hear you right?
Yes.
Well, if you could talk to my boss, I suppose, Gary. He runs all the Greatest program. He knows more about the history of this place than I do. He's in the main plaza.
Okay, well, take us to Gary, please.
But really, like, I really got to tell you guys, we're closing pretty soon, and when we close, you got to go.
Can I also ask that before that, when you were trying to set fire to the side of the building, and then I saw you look like you were going to cast some kind of hostile spell, you're not going to do anything like that, right?
Not if we get what we're looking for.
Well, because if you do that, I got to talk to Mr. Stevenson.
That's as good as you're going to get.
Okay.
Honestly.
Now, boys, how do you like bath bombs?
Oh, now you're talking.
It's that sprinkle, like dropping, like crystals and bath bombs.
Oh,
this is
demeaning. I thought you were going to give them.
That's lavender.
No,
it's
nice. It's like a beautiful fragrant snow.
It's just.
This is a scrub for your butt.
How does a
butt scrub?
How does a cat use a bath bomb? Is it like a breath mint?
Just puts it in the water of the bath.
No, because you know cats
how do you use bath bombs?
No, I
just hang at home at night licking a bath bomb, enjoying the fizz.
I bathe like a regular person because I'm a human being.
Yeah.
But if I were to bathe like a cat, I wouldn't bathe. I would just lick myself.
Fucking makes sense. I know.
They just chew a little froth.
So I'm saying, is a bath bomb for a cat just like a breath mint?
Yeah, it's like a whiz fizz.
Yeah.
I just got on his wavelength. That's so upsetting.
Do you know what? That's That's actually a really good question.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Let's not dwell on that, though, because you make your way to the main plaza. As you do, you can hear some kind of chimes are starting to sound as people are streaming out of what looks like only half full, to be honest. Even on this floor, there's a lot of empty shops. It looks like it's run down or it's just starting up the well markets. But you suddenly... something happens to you. Sorry, can I have some dice quickly?
Okay, what kind? Take them all. They're yours, this buddy.
We're at the 50-minute mark, and you were looking for dice.
Yeah. All right, it's a kit, actually. Mm. What is your passive... No, make a wisdom save for me.
Yo. That's a one.
Whoops!
Kit, you suddenly sprawl over on the ground. You whip around quickly. It seems someone has tripped you. You take 3 hit points of damage, not a huge amount of damage. You spin around as everybody sees Kit suddenly go tumbling over, cinnamon bonbons and bath bombs and highlighters going everywhere as you spin around. And you can see the crowd streaming past you, but you can't see who tripped you. And it seems not only that the people that are exiting do not care. None of them are even looking at you. They're ignoring you as they stream past you out of the door.
Are they walking on me?
No, they actually, the crowd parts around you, but they all ignore you.
Well, I walk towards the crowd. What happens? I get up and walk.
Right, you slowly pierce your way through, walking much more carefully this time. And although you've sensed something very, very strange about what just happened, you try not to worry about it as the Christmas music calms you and you make your way into the main plaza, which has been tastefully done up to represent that glorious, glorious holiday of Yulemas as the Yulemas village. And the traditional finery, the pennants and banners, the spears in the ground, the stuffed clothes made up to look like the massacred corpses of the Krampus hordes, and on a throne of their skulls lovingly made in timber and plaster are 2 giant golden chairs, and on one of those golden chairs is a figure resplendent in his red velvet robes of the Yulemas king, who seems to be eating a burrito.
Oh, this is really good, guys. This is really bloody well done. This is really, you know, I said cheese and I said guacamole and I said beef, and I said beans, and I said rice, and I said all of those things. And
who's he talking to? He's talking to another sort of teenaged halfling, and Denny, the halfling who came in with you, points at him, and he goes, "That's Gary, that's my boss, I've got to go back. If he sees I'm not at the door, I'll be in big trouble, especially now we're closing," and he disappears.
And I said onions, and I said salsa. And I said, "Can you make it
hey,
so
Gary,
they put
what
some
got there?
Chips in there?"
Yeah, are you going to eat the whole thing here, or are you going to...
Well, I don't think that would be very...
Is he eating it, or is he just looking at a burrito?
He's explaining it to the teenage village workshop manager who's standing next to him, and he's like, "Right, it's just, you've got the burrito, so we could close it now, I suppose."
We could close what?
The village.
Well, aren't there more people to see and spread Yulma's cheer to?
Maybe
because this bloody thing could wait. It could wait, and I could.
There's one more little boy who needs some Christmas cheer.
Oh, hello, little boy.
Here's my son, Bobby Pancakes, and I push him forward.
Hello, Yulma's king.
Yes, that's me. I'm the Yulma's king, and then he gives a wink to one of the elves.
Look, I'm sorry, I'm Gary. We're really going to have to make this late. We're supposed to be closed already.
The Yulemas King.
I've got to get Reggie back to the home. We're not meant to keep him out this late.
Well, who's Reggie?
Oh, this is just sad. All right.
Well, the Yulemas King's here and he'll see this. Was it Bobby?
You've got until he finishes his burrito.
All right, well, I'll put that over there. Now, Kevin, what brings you to the Yulemas village?
Cold, hard facts. I need them, and I need them now.
Oh, goodness me. What about a...
Cold, hard facts.
Don't make him angry. He hasn't had a snack this afternoon.
Oh, goodness me. What about some Ninjago Lego? You know?
So I'm more interested in bodies.
Oh, you know, maybe we should bloody close this up. I think it's getting a little bit
late. Where are the relics?
What?
Where are the relics, man?
The re...
Tell us where the relics are. I got his burrito in my hand.
Make an intimidation check.
Yeah.
I heard there's a lot of good stuff in here.
Oh, yeah. There's salsa. There's guacamole. Molly. And salsa.
Not long, big boy.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't
take it out.
I'd do whatever you're thinking I'd do to it right now.
10.
All right, you got a 10. So a 10 is a terrible intimidation.
I think Logan gives him advantage because he's taken...
What? Advantage. Give him advantage.
Advantage. You don't need advantage because 10 is a terrible roll, but this is just an old man from a retirement home that you are bullying and you are a level 9 champion.
So the sweetest kind of man to bully.
So he looks at you and his face turns white and he starts to cry as he goes...
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Relics?
From the desert, from the times before, the gravestone of Baston Indrirovich.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but look, I guess if you're talking about the desert and you're talking about the time before, it's all been built on top of it. There was a thing a little while ago in the lower levels of the shopping centre.
To get the building permit. That's right, they were going to make the museum. They had to make the museum.
Do you know what's really... When I'm talking...
Yeah. Is this... You don't want me to be...
Well, it just makes it seem like I don't know what I'm doing.
You're whisking. If you want to see his burrito, you're going to tell us exactly where that passage is to downstairs.
Well, and then... round the corner past the fantasy footlocker. And
young man, you seem much more switched on. Can you take us to the museum? Please.
Now you can see that the place is very, very empty. The chimes have started to chime incessantly, and he's like, look, I can't.
Would you have to get home to your mummy?
Yes, I do. I'm only 15 years old. Yes. I said I was a teenager. Look. And he pulls around from around his chain on his neck, and he gives you a brass key, and he goes, that leads into the service access tunnels. You're going to need to take the...
Take it up. Just so you know, that was not a good thing to do. So if you want to keep your job in future, obviously we won't do anything bad.
You're all armed, and you said, and then you were very mean to Reggie.
Okay, run home to mummy, big boy.
Do you guys still want a drawing of us all together, or...?
What?
How long will it take?
What's that for? Sure, Reggie.
Okay, actually, we're here. Yeah, let's get a shot while we're here. Okay, let's get everybody lean in.
Everybody in.
All right, you gather in. Reggie, looking very confused and now worried about his job security, quickly goes to the Impomatic photography portrait stand, which is magic. It's fucking magic.
No, it's a bird in a box drawing a picture of all these boys.
I don't have the animal face.
It's a living!
Okay. I went to art school for seven years for this.
He uses a wand of magic image and he creates an imprint onto a small disc of electrum and it spits it out and it is a beautiful lithograph of the six adventurers surrounding Reggie Stubbs, a.k.a. the Yulmus King, which he hands... It takes up and he hands to
Friezo and he says, there you go, you can put that in your pocket. And can I just say, it's been lovely meeting you all and best of luck. And he looks you dead in the eye and says, Friezo, Friesofferson?
Well, no need to look deeper into that. No, off we go.
No need and no time. Or as the chimes begin to sound sonorous, loud and ominous, it seems that the Northlands Well Market is well and truly closed for the night. It is best not to dwell in the darkness amongst shadows and statues of commerce. And yet here, the dragon friends find themselves locked in the proverbial museum with nothing but a copper key, a quest to find a body, and a small paper bag of cinnamon bonbons to enjoy. And one slightly used... discarded sizzling
salsa and
sriracha burrito. Tune in to find out what happens next. the last of the year episode, and we'll finish it. So don't be. We can fix this.
Of the
episode of Dragon Friends.
The cast of Dragon Friends for this month is Simon Greiner, Michael Hing, Eden Lacey, and Tom Carty. Our Dungeon Master is Dave Harmon, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and live accompaniment by Nick Harriott. Shakira Khan is our producer. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and new episodes are recorded at the Vanguard Theatre in Sydney on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. Until next time.
This because I don't know if this had happened yet. Snippy. I don't know if this had happened yet.
Are you doing a callback to something you did on another podcast?
On another podcast. But I fought the council and won.
Did you?
I got a bigger bin. Yeah! Woo! God, that's great. Like, there's so few. I realize.
Ben, it's just a drop down menu on their website.
Where was this? We're like, hi, it's Ben Jenkins again. It's just not big enough.
And I'm just going to keep on calling.
Sometimes, I think because they checked your search history and they found multiple entries for Killdozer.
Yeah, Killdozer, like, Unabomber, things of that nature.
Yeah, they were like,
frankly, they've given
we
us
can't
a,
mess with this guy.
Frankly, they've given us a bin that's too large.
You know, I'd forgotten about the Killdozer. The Killdozer was a man who went postal and built, he fortified his
Snippy. So, yeah, it was a battle with the council and he was, bought a bulldozer and then cemented himself into the bulldozer. By round of applause, who knows about the Ballad of Killdozer?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Just
you're
going to
learn a
then.
Lot. So, like, in the early 2000s, a man...
Sorry, can we just play the theme song for this new podcast within the podcast?
Do you know what? I'll tell you about it later. Yeah. It's fine.
Ben will finish this story in the next episode of Freedom Good Home, if you want to follow it along. And so, as Bushu writes, a very...
You brought up Killdozer!
A very...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.